Track 10, the stable courtyard.
You should now be standing in the stable courtyard.
This building once housed the Savills' collection of horses. The welfare of the horses was one of the most important considerations of any country estate, and this was reflected in the standard of the stable building. The stable block was built in 1660. Originally, it held 20 horses on the ground floor, and the first floor was used for storing horse food such as grain, hay, and straw. In addition to storing food for the horses, saddles and harnesses were also stored there. It also contained the living quarters for some of the stable grooms and their families, as well as their shared parlour and kitchen. Great care was taken of Lord Savile's horses, as they were used for travel, work and hunting. It was altered in 1737 and again in 1890, when Lord Savile re-roofed it and added exotic finials on the gables, elaborate downpipes and his coat of arms over the two entrances. Captain Henry Savile, one of the Abbey's Victorian owners, had a favourite racehorse named Cremorne. It won 20 races out of the 26 it took part in, including the Derby in 1872 and the Ascot Gold Cup in the following year. Over the horse's racing career, it earned the total stake value of £22,439. Cremorne's gravestone is to be found in the animal graveyard in the Wilderness Woodland, in the grounds of Rufford Abbey. Some of the family's other pets are also buried here. In 1980, the stable block was turned into a craft centre. In the future, it may have new uses as the park grows and develops.
This concludes your tour of Rufford Abbey and its history as a country house. As you leave, please note that there are toilet facilities and tourist information in the courtyard. We encourage you to visit our shops where you can buy gifts and souvenirs. We hope you have enjoyed your visit to Rufford Abbey Country Park and have a safe journey home.
This audio tour project was managed by Nottinghamshire County Council Heritage Tourism Department and produced in partnership with travel and tourism students from North Nottinghamshire College.